We begin the Quran Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Samal Vav. We begin Amid Beis. We begin Tez the Masel Kishuri, which Tez brings the interpretation of Rashi and his question, and he brings two answers for this question. That is, the Gemara brought that Rabbi Bar Papa explained the halacha of the Mishnah of Lektumen that it refers to, it means Kishuri. Now, what does that mean? So Pesha Kunj Rashi explains that it's Ashketzash, which are these large sticks that a person attaches to his feet, so that which are basically stilts that he can walk in the muddy area that it shouldn't get muddy. Now the Hikshu Bakuntras, but Rashi asks, he bothered that, although you're right, it's not gonna have Tumas Maga because it's Pshut Dikli Eight, but why is it Tara from Tumas Medrash? But actually he used to walk with them. The retort and the re-answers that question. It says the Kimin She'ena Masun Elleches Der Chavar Betid. It's not really meant for walking. It's only meant to get through the mud. She'ena Tumas Medrash. That's not going to give it a status as something meant for walking, and therefore it's not going to have Tumas Medrash. But Tez brings a Ba'orach Pirush. He actually explains the Kishuri Haini Ashketzash Sha'isin Halitzanim. It's not just regular stilts. It's not which the people that make jokes, they make these comedians. They make these stilts. Ben Gavoy Moy, they're very tall. Ben Gavoy Larakalin, it's from to dance with. And therefore, Veloy Lehilu Chavid, it's not meant for walking. And therefore, it makes sense why it's not going to have the Tumah of Mendras.